It has never been easier to start a company. It has never been easier to lose everything starting one. Picture it. Someone quits a steady job on a Friday, and by Sunday night, they've shipped a real product. No team, no engineers, just them and an AI that wrote the code, and when they asked, told them the idea was brilliant. And it might be. But notice who just took on all the risk, and who didn't. The AI co-founder has no skin in the game. This is a real wave, not a metaphor. Americans filed about 5.5 million new business applications in 2023, the highest year ever recorded, and over 5 million again in 2024. Then, in February 2025, a researcher named Andre Karpathy gave the new method a name, vibe coding. You describe what you want in plain English, the machine builds it, and most of the people pouring in never had a venture capitalist or a banker to vet the idea and cushion the fall. The obvious question everyone is asking is, how do we help these AI-powered founders win? Let's climb past that, because there's a harder question underneath it. First, how far has the barrier dropped? Most of the people doing this aren't developers at all. Product folks, designers, domain experts, shipping full applications without writing a line of code. Y Combinator says some startups now run on code bases that are up to 90% AI generated. The thing that used to take a team of engineers and a year now takes one motivated person and a weekend. That is genuinely new. That is genuinely powerful. And the payoff is real enough to keep you up at night. A vibe coding platform called Base44 made nearly $1.5 million in subscriptions within a month of launching and was bought by Wix for $80 million a few months later. The tooling market around all this is already worth billions, and analysts expect it to roughly double within a few years. The dream isn't a lie, it's just rare. And that is exactly the trap, because building was never the hard part. Roughly 8 in 10 new businesses make it through year 1, but only about half are still standing at year 5. And when founders are asked why it fell apart, the top answer isn't running out of cash. It's building something nobody needed, no market need, 42%, ahead of running out of money at 29. AI just collapsed the cost of building the thing. It did nothing about the cost of being needed. The bottleneck didn't vanish. It moved downstream, where the newcomer can't see it coming. And here's what the machine quietly skips. It hands you working code. It does not hand you a duty of care. The liability when your health app gives bad advice. The license you needed before taking that payment. The entity, the taxes, the compliance, the insurance. The boring, load-bearing majority of a real business that the AI makes it feel safe to ignore, because it made the fun part so easy. You can vibe code a product, you cannot vibe code accountability. Worse, your enthusiastic new co-founder is built to agree with you. Across 11 leading AI models, researchers found they endorsed a user's plan 49% more often than a human would, even when the plan was reckless or deceptive or harmful. And a single conversation with a flattering AI left people less willing to take responsibility and more convinced they were right. The one voice every founder needs, a credible no, is the one voice the machine is trained never to be. So say the bet doesn't pay off, and the odds say that's where most people land. Who catches the founder? In America, mostly no one, because the net is tied to the very job they just quit. Around 165 million people get their health insurance through an employer, and when that coverage ends, the floor is thin. Among those who lose insurance with their job, 81% simply stay uninsured. The moment you bet on yourself, you may be betting your family's healthcare too. That isn't a startup risk, that's a policy choice.
And the floor underneath that bet is brutal. Americans already owe at least $220 billion in medical debt. 41% of us carry some. And health costs remain one of the leading triggers of bankruptcy in this country. So the downside of failing here isn't back to the drawing board. It can be ruin, the kind you don't climb back from. We cheer the falling barrier to entry and ignore the missing barrier to catastrophe. So here's the turn. We need two safety nets, and we're only arguing about the wrong one. Yes, build the AI-specific guardrails, a co-founder that can say a credible no, that flags the license and the liability before you ship. But that's the net everyone is already debating. The deeper one is the net that was always missing, and AI just removed the friction that used to keep most people from ever reaching its torn edge. Healthcare that isn't chained to a job. Benefits you can carry between gigs. A bankruptcy system that isn't a life sentence. More shots on goal is a wonderful idea, but only if missing the shot doesn't end you. The boring universal safety net is artificial intelligence policy. We just never filed it under that name. Back to our weekend founder. The AI shipped the code. It never mentioned the license or the liability or the entity they should have formed. And it certainly never mentioned that the net below them had a hole in it the whole time. It made the building feel free. The falling, that, it left entirely to them. In the richest country on earth, we have made it trivial to start and ruinous to fail. Fix that second half, and the first one finally becomes worth cheering.